From Tidbits on February 11th, 2008, this is the audio version of O2 Tweaks UK Monthly iPhone Plans, written by Adam Angst. In response to complaints from customers and the media, UK iPhone carrier O2 announced that it would be upgrading iPhone plans with more minutes and text messages for less money. Those on the £35 per month plan will now receive 600 minutes and 500 text messages, up from 200 minutes and 200 text messages. Those who are paying £45 per month get 1,200 minutes per month and 500 text messages, and people on the £55 per month plan will simply pay £45. All UK customers will automatically be switched to the new plans by mid-March. O2 says it will notify customers by text message when the switch is complete. There is also a new £75 plan that offers 3,000 minutes and 500 text messages. For those in the United States, the exchange rate is currently about 2-1, so you can double O2's prices to see how they compare to AT&T's. All plans come with unlimited data, though that's subject to O2's excessive use policy, which they have now stated explicitly. It reads as follows. Your O2 tariff for iPhone allows you unlimited use of O2 UK's Edge/GPRS networks and the cloud's UK wireless LAN network for personal internet use, email, and visual voicemail or VVM on your iPhone only. All usage must be for your private, personal, and non-commercial purposes. You may not use your SIM card in any other device, or use your SIM card or iPhone to allow the continuous streaming of any audio/video content, enable voice over internet, VoIP, P2P, or file sharing, or use them in such a way that adversely impacts the service to other customers of O2 or the cloud. If O2 reasonably suspect that you are not acting in accordance with this policy, O2 reserves the right to impose further charges or disconnect your tariff at any time, having attempted to contact you first. O2 is on top of the release of the new 16GB iPhone, providing instructions for moving from an older iPhone to a new one and allowing customers to buy one and use it for the remainder of their existing contract rather than requiring a new contract. This is Tidbits. To follow links, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Joe Kissel, and thanks for listening.